I said yes, I'll do it. For a minute. I'll do it for a minute.
Do what?
I'll wear the coronavirus mask.
Nice.
I'll be like those Asian kids that are all at
LC. I just want to snort a line of Corona.
Here, don't put that one on. I got
new one. Oh, no, I don't care. I was just messing with you. Although it does look like he has some booger in here. Some booger face. Oh, there's two of them.
Yeah, give one to Chris.
There you go, Chris. Were you sanding something?
Huh?
Is that what you have them for? Were you sanding something or?
No, I use them for that or for mowing the lawn because I have that.
Oh.
Yeah. Actually, he grinds it up real fine like powdered sugar and then just fills it. And then as he's doing the lawn, he just.
No, the reason why I said I don't want it because it was off your dick because it looks like a cup.
It does. Should we do the whole show this way?
No, they'll be able to hear.
Well, I can't drink beer.
I'm just gonna put the one strap.
We're all strapping up.
Hello,
for the,
I am a foreign exchange student to LC.
Oh, hello. Hold on. Hello. I would like to give you coronavirus.
I can barely breathe in it. I don't know how you wear it when you mow the lawn.
I'm sorry.
I'm getting all fogged up.
English is not funny.
Yeah, it is.
It's funny every time.
We ready?
Yeah, I think we're ready.
All right.
Hello, everyone.
You gonna?
No, I don't know what his spiel is.
Oh, I can do it.
All right.
Yeah, I can't do it with this homie.
Yeah, you can.
Sure.
You'll be able to hear me.
Oh, yeah, you can hear fine. Oh, you don't have your headphones on, so you don't know. It's coming through loud and clear.
Fine. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That is just not muffled at all.
Nope.
Hold on.
Okay, ready?
I'll start the intro.
Yeah. Hey everybody, this is not the beard, and that's why I don't sound as sexy as him. But goddammit, this is the Time Spent Poorly show. I'm one of your hosts, Derek. Also, Ward's here. Also, Huds is here. Also, we're wearing masks because of coronavirus.
We're all gonna die, folks. All of us.
Yeah.
Welcome to the program, everyone. We got things and stuff to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Corona Watch.
Do we want to do a Corona talk?
Yeah, let's talk about Corona.
Let's do that.
Corona Watch!
Hold on.
Oh my god.
That's The Rock.
TSBN Corona Watch 2020.
Suck it!
Suck it!
I love it. Still got that suck it. Did you add that in there?
Yes.
The suck it!
That's too funny.
I'm sorry. I want to hear it. I want to hear it more.
ESPN Corona Watch 2020.
Suck it! That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You put that together just this evening.
Just this evening, yeah.
That's pretty good.
He sent the voice memo over.
I did listen to that. Which I was like, oh, nice.
Yeah, I just snagged it. Then I knew where I could find the suck it line from an episode that we'd previously done.
It was just the last one, right?
Because he did the whole Road Dog intro one time. But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, D-Generation X proudly brings you. But, okay, so Corona.
Yes.
Has definitely.
Good logo, by the way.
Strengthened itself across the entire globe, except Greenland. There's no Greenland. If you look at the CDC map, I don't know if you've got, you can pull it up and add it to this later, but. Yeah.
Oh my God, Chris, are you erect right now?
Yeah. You have no idea. There's not enough blood in my brain to get through this little bit that I looked up before I came in.
You said it has spread though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know there were people on Reddit coming up like, I think it's further spread than they're claiming because I'm in Spain and shit's terrible here. People are calling in sick and gone out 2 weeks and. We think it started earlier because something came through in November too, and yada yada yada. And the death numbers are still not great. It's highly survivable.
Yeah, like
I mean, it puts you down, but if you're not immunocompromised, you're going to be okay.
One of the things that I was reading is like, if you look at the death rate versus like the known cases, it's like 3%. But I bet you there's a ton of unknown cases where it's like. High that people have a higher tolerance
sure
to whatever they're
all
suffering.
All sorts of Chinese people are dead because they have a huge elderly population, and maybe in the end that's what they did. They released it. They're like, shit, this will kill off all the old people, then we won't have to take care of them anymore. Well, I hope your kids do the same to you. I hope mine don't do it to me.
It is in the United States now, though, is it not?
Yeah, the CDC claims we have 14 cases, two of which were transmitted here, and the rest are all imported from cruise ships and or people who are traveling to Wuhan, China.
We had six initially.
Yeah.
And, like,
I don't think we're in trouble.
Is it like a cold, though? Is that the symptoms? Is it cold?
No, it's a dry cough.
Oof. I have that now.
Yeah, I know. I've
smoked, though.
So what do you think about the talk of pandemic?
It almost fits because the definition already.
But locally, at our level, on the U.S., on U.S. soil.
I don't think it's going to be a problem here. But you know what? I said that there wasn't going to be a plague this year. And fucking sure enough, here's this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You'd almost be best if I called tails for you to call heads, because you're probably going to win. My predictive powers are not good. It's all spidey sense and not anything else.
Well, so, like, I'll see posts where people are talking about, like, they're, like, being prepared. And they're, like, having, like, have sanitizer wipes at your house, wash your hands, which is great. That's all, that's, like, okay, that's, like, anti-germ. You're just doing anti-germ shit.
Yeah.
Unless you're cutting up
Do that
fucking
anyways.
Coronavirus infested bats on your fucking kitchen counter,
yeah,
then I think you're probably going to be okay. I don't know that we need a Clorox wipe the counter. Too much sanitation.
I think there's too much of it.
We should have desanitation stations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the office.
You know, kids used to eat fucking dirt.
In my face.
You know? And now everybody's running around washing this.
Well, do you think that's partially how peanut allergies became to be so prevalent?
Maybe. I don't know. I think there's just more people. If you look back at the population, there's been an explosion since the 60s.
My wife thinks she knows somebody who's going to be ground zero for a disease. Because
really?
He doesn't wash his hands and he handles really bad materials. Doesn't wash his hands. She's like, if anybody's ground zero, it's that guy.
It's that dude right there.
But he won't get it.
If there's a Lewiston pandemic.
Let me eat this sandwich. Am I not far off?
Ooh. Oh, he doesn't work at a Subway, does he?
I mean, you can make Jimmy meat. Jones? You can make meat out of the things that you're working with, but I don't know if you'd want to. The funeral home.
Oh. Cannibalism is one of those places where I draw the line.
No, like I'm not eating
motherfuckers unless I'm in a Donner Party situation.
I don't want to say too much because I don't ever want. She's right. Described scenarios in which this coworker has worked at the work that they do, then moved on to other duties without properly washing hands,
like a 1930s hospital doctor.
Yeah,
just whatevs.
Yeah.
No, I'll do this autopsy and then I'll deliver your baby.
Check it out.
No
big AIDS deal. Hands.
Uh-huh. NBD. I got it.
And some of the stuff that she's described, I'm just like, oh, okay. You were dying. We're first.
Yay.
She calls him. She calls him ground zero.
That's great.
I love it.
We're fine. We're going to be okay. I'm not.
Oh, no.
I'm not in the best of overall health, just in general, and I think I would be all right if I were to take it. I mean, I survived West Nile virus. I'll be all right with this.
Did you have that? Mm. Wow.
Yeah, when it was spreading on the East Coast, I lived back there, and I had it.
No.
It lasted about the three worst days of my life, and then I was okay again. But
what are the symptoms of that?
I was 20. I don't. It was like nausea, head problems, and
is that one
fever
you,
and
you get. Over though, that's not like Lyme disease where
it's got a time and then you're done. But yeah, and it didn't kill that many people, but there were a lot of cases on the East Coast there for a while because it was in Boston and New York and but God,
I would think that if coronavirus was going to be an issue here, it would have been already. We're far enough into it at this point that we would have to be, and I like you said, I could be wrong, but we'd have to be really grossly irresponsible.
I don't know. They put Mike Pence in charge of of controlling it here in the States, so I don't know if it's.
Did you see Warren is trying to get a bill passed to move the wall money to like? How like passive aggressive?
She's such a
fucking is that
friend.
To move the wall money to what?
To fight coronavirus. It's nonsense. Not that the wall isn't nonsense.
Right. The wall is also nonsense, but it's just a real like.
Why don't you just take that money and just
it's just to get fucking
pass
people
it out
going.
To us.
He's a.
We'll take it. Buy us an owl thing instead of building a wall. Yeah, yeah. Buy us an owl camera. Don't build a wall.
Yeah.
The price of that wall, we could have like. 5 owl cameras. Like
7 or 8.
Yeah. Those owl cameras are
Bill Burr's bit about
expensive.
That.
They
is
are
the
expensive.
Best.
What's that?
He's like, have you ever made that drive? Have you ever driven from LA to across Texas? That's not a good drive. You can't wall that all off. There's rivers and shit.
No, I don't think it's feasible. I don't think the wall is physically feasible. And from what I've read, there's a ton of farmers that just fucking own that land.
Yeah.
So they would have to have their land taken away from them.
Well, eminent domain.
Eminent domain happens.
Of course it does.
Here.
Of course it does. But it goes over really well too, and the people generally really like it. Yeah. They usually just really enjoy it.
Oh, eminent domain! You're gonna eminent domain me? Cool.
The same people who are backing socialism
Do you mean just some people are going to take this? Awesome! Like it usually just goes over really well. Yeah. Farmers really love giving up their land. They really like it.
I've never been in a position to be eminent domained. That's a term I'm going to use now.
No, I'm in the middle of a block.
I've thought about being impacted by it, and it pisses me off every time.
Think about it.
Like, it's never going to happen to me.
Like
I'm never going to
run a road right to the back here. Fuck you, Ward.
And I'm a conservationist, so I don't like the idea of putting. I don't like the wall idea because there is wildlife that does travel in between the United States and Mexico, and I do think it's kind of a fucking dick move.
Yeah, I think they should move
to put something up
sniper school down there.
Sure,
and just shoot them as they come across.
Well,
the border.
Do you know? So back in the day, in 2008, when I was into politics, I was a big Ron Paul guy. And his idea, we're in Iraq at the time.
Mm. Was in Iraq at the time.
Right? Yeah, literally.
Literally.
You were actually there. We were there in spirit. But his idea was to pull troops from Iraq and basically station the troops that are overseas just along the border.
Yeah. We can't do that, though.
Like start a bunch of... No, but...
Active duty can't. They could do it with National Guard troops. But they couldn't do it with active duty troops. I think National Guard and Marines are the only ones that can work on American soil. The rest of us all had to be expeditionary forces.
Makes sense. That makes sense.
But it's not like they couldn't, you know, beef up Border Patrol.
Sure.
And station people along the way. There are ways they could have made that done legally. But legally, he couldn't have done that. And Congress would have eaten him alive.
That's true.
I just think, though.
Yeah, I just think the wall's stupid. I think
it's
that's dumb. My biggest thing. It's stupid.
Dumb.
It's a waste of time.
It's a stupid, expensive idea.
Not just time, money. Yeah, there's so much money that they throw around. And, I mean, the whole impeachment thing, we knew that wasn't going anywhere.
Oh, my God,
But there's so much money was spent, not only in investigations and reports and whatever, but all of those congresspeople's salaries. They wasted that time. They're supposed to be governing.
There's not one party that I'm impressed with.
No.
Because you got Pelosi who's standing up there ripping shit up.
If they're not Democrats and Republicans,
acting like
useless.
A petulant child. And all she's doing is fueling the fire of
the alt-right.
Speaking of hags that haven't aged well, Pelosi. Wow.
I hate the whole system. Not a fan.
Yeah.
It makes me sad because none of it is, like none of them are acting very American. And yet they're saying, if you don't agree with us, you're the problem.
You're
un-American. No, you work for me.
Yeah.
Well, you work for me, and you work for Derek, and you work for Eduardo.
Term limits, man. So the term limits. Fucking in and out, baby. That's I want your ass thing. Out of there.
And my problem with that is that's the federal government telling the states what to do, and I don't agree with that.
Sure.
I'm so tired of the federal government having so much control. They should be protecting us from outside threats, negotiating like international trade. Anything.
Yeah.
And the interstate road system is important for America in general. And
yeah, we need that.
And settling interstate disputes. Nothing else should they be doing. They shouldn't be collecting so much in taxes. They shouldn't be spending so much money. Just
they have bloated salaries.
And but not even that.
And
so much money, but they don't have fuck you money, which they should have to put them to the point where they shouldn't be able to be bribed.
Right.
They're like, fuck you, I'm rich already.
Yeah.
And
your bribe wouldn't matter, except for they would still take it.
I'm not a Bernie bro. But everybody who bitches about him having money is full of shit because he's been making a halfway decent salary his entire life. He's been in Congress forever.
Right.
And that's, I mean, over the course of that, it's been in a six-figure job.
Right, right.
And so what's wrong with him having three houses? What's wrong with him being a millionaire? It's 70, what? He's old as fuck. And he's been working at a six-figure job longer than I've been alive.
Right.
Of course he's going to have $1 million in the bank. Of course he's going to be a millionaire.
Yeah, you'd hope so.
It's such a weak argument, and I don't like it. And I don't like him. I don't want socialism at all. But he's entitled to that.
Right.
He's fine. I mean, he's a vote. If he's elected, it doesn't mean we automatically get socialism.
No.
That's the thing.
I think people have too much faith in what the president's powers are.
That's the same thing. That was the same thing with Ron Paul, though. People were like, oh, well, he wants to go to the gold standard. So do you want to go to the gold standard? Nah, not really. But also, I don't think we'll go to the gold standard. No. That's just one
There's
idea.
No way to bring that back. It's absurd.
But
the things that he would have gotten done?
Yeah. But so,
believably?
I mean, so they don't have like, I mean, they don't have like just, they're not kings.
Right.
So even if we, let's say we all just go like, all right, we drop the politics and we just look at like, I've made well known. I'm not a fan of Trump. Not from his policies, not from anything like that, but I didn't like him as a fucking reality show host.
He's an abysmal human being.
Yeah,
he's a dick.
So that,
but he's not a bad president. Like his policies have worked out.
Well, they're neither here nor there because he hasn't really gotten much done, like at all. But he also hasn't. We haven't burnt down either.
Right.
So like it's
it's another presidency where we're just kind of like. Running the mill of fucking a presidency, but he's got a big fucking mouth.
So I think all presidents are actually like that. I think they're all actually just kind of like they're fucking in there,
right?
Dude, that fucking Affordable Health Care Act, that shit was written years before Obama was in there. Like
it was
just
so big, too.
It was destined to get in there.
1,400 pages,
right?
Like war and fucking peace.
So I say. Brass tacks. You look at the two fucking people. Like if it's Trump and Bernie. If when you go in there for your vote, here you go. Here's my soapbox. When you go in there to vote, honestly, whichever one makes you wretch less. Like until the rock runs, I don't care.
Is that our candidate of choice for this podcast? Is that who we support?
I think we've all been fine with it.
I think I'm probably just going to write him in this time.
Can we also have if we have The Rock, can we have The Sock?
Yeah, oh yeah.
The Rock and Sock connection, Mick Foley as a vice president?
Without question. I didn't even think that needed to be discussed. Okay.
We already knew.
This is your life.
I am interested to see, I mean, as far as like, I don't really, you guys know I don't watch a lot of politics stuff. I just don't.
I don't either.
I will say I'm more interested to see if Bernie gets the election, like gets the bid.
Gets the nomination.
Like, yeah. Like who does he, I'm interested to see like who does he take for vice president? Like is he finally going to be the first one in a while that goes like, hey.
Not Buttigieg.
Well, so but here's the thing though.
Sorry.
Shouldn't he, like, do you remember, like, Reagan and Bush Sr. fucking hated each other?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
But why did he choose them? To unite the party.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Clinton and Gore fucking hated each other.
I don't know how you could hate Bill Clinton.
But those,
you could meet his fucking wife.
those like the pre-elect, like when they're running against each other, they say the nastiest shit, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Biden and Obama, not big fans of each other.
No.
Like they ran a nasty election.
And then Joe made him a friendship bracelet.
Sure.
That's how it ended.
So, but that's what they used to do, though, right? They used to choose. They used to choose like the person that did like close to, if not the next.
Lyndon Johnson is the best example.
Well, what about Warren then? Because she's been the one that's been most.
Yeah, she doesn't have. She's not winning right now, though.
Is she not? Okay.
I'm pretty sure from all the primary stuff right now, I believe Bernie's in the lead, and I believe Buttigieg is like.
Buttigieg somewhere
he's
in
second.
There. Yeah.
Bernie's got a double digit lead on anybody. I think.
I don't think Warren's even. I don't think Warren's even in the running.
Why
against those two?
Why does Buttigieg's sexual orientation have any weight?
Because he's loud about it.
Is he that loud about it?
I mean, he's open about it. He's not like. He's like, why should you vote for me? We work hard. We play hard. Like it's not a fucking he's not like running
he's not
like
a walking pride parade but
yeah I mean he's like he's fine he's open with it like he's openly gay
and he's
vote
he's
for
not
me vote
overusing
for me.
It but
a vote for me is a vote for sucking dick like it's not like a fucking weird like,
but it's brought up enough it was same with Elizabeth Warren
I don't know
vote
if,
for her
I don't know if he's bringing
dick.
It up though
I don't think he's bringing
I don't
it
think
up,
so
though.
Either but I think his opponents bring it up enough and the media brings it up enough
if that, he is the vice presidential candidate though I'd love to see the debates with him and Pence though because Pence is like a known homophobe and thinks the world is 6,000 years old
I think right. That's because Pence is gay
well yeah duh
I think deep down
do you think
down,
they'll do it
I
on
I don't think there's
at the debate
I don't
hot.
Think there's any class of people
Pete's
I dislike
taste.
What if it's that
so much
that they just can't help themselves
as those gay bashing closet gays.
Yeah,
the ones that are, I mean, they're
usually
really
it is Republicans
in,
too.
It is, and they have wives and children, and but
Larry
they,
Craig was like outspoken against gay people.
Yeah, I don't like those people.
Scary.
He's gonna be like
so,
that Chris Cooper character in American Beauty.
Yeah, yeah, he's gonna shoot Kevin Spacey in a garage.
I imagine just that's
oh,
how,
spoiler.
I imagine that's just how Chris Cooper is. Poor Chris Cooper. That's
Boy,
a great movie, too.
He had a run of playing dickhole characters, though.
He did, but he you was, know what?
He was so good at playing a dipshit.
What's the movie with Jamie Foxx and Jason Bateman, though, and Chris Cooper's in that? They go...
Horrible Bosses?
No, it's a war movie. It's,
oh, is it?
It's directed by Peter...
Berg?
Peter Berg. And anyway, Chris Cooper's in it. He's like a bomb squad guy, and he's like... You watch the movie and he's super like a super cool guy and you're like, what the fuck is this?
Where did you come from?
Like,
why have you
this?
Not played this role before?
What is this, Chris Cooper?
Why are you always pigeonholed into being the asshole
he's been
neighbor?
In some good stuff.
Why is he a good guy in it?
Yeah, Lonesome Dove.
Okay.
That's a miniseries.
You slut.
That's a miniseries.
I mean, I love
it's
Lonesome
different.
Dove.
Oh, Lonesome Dove is so good.
Duvall, man.
Robert Duvall. Okay, so... Not to
the books are excellent
derail too. Our conversation, but man, that man deserves a place somewhere.
He will.
On the
Rushmore?
On the Rushmore.
Duval?
Or a Rushmore of
Oh Rushmore.
A Rushmore. I think there's multiple Rushmores because as I've been like thinking about this, like I've got Kurt Russell. I think
have, like,
did we miss the mark
one.
On Kurt Russell altogether? No. Did we even bring up Kurt Russell before?
I don't know.
This
yeah, I think
man
we did.
Has been
I know he's at least an honorable mention.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
but it's hard. Like, there's some people that you're like, well, that's comedy.
Well, what we're saying,
they have crossovers. They have like these Robin peaks Williams, and
valleys too.
Robin yeah. Williams is good in everything he's done.
Well, when we're saying Rushmore, I mean, I think originally we were like, it's our Rushmore though.
Right.
So
right. Personal Rushmore is not based on.
I mean, he's the scope in of their work. Big Trouble in Little China is my. I mean, that's my favorite movie.
I watched the Thing again last night too. Made.
Oh, and The Thing is so fucking good. That movie scared the shit out of me when I was a kid. And I loved it.
The effects were so good.
Yeah, for the time.
Wolfer Brimley.
Just in general.
I used to love when he showing like how it would spread.
He was Wilford Brimley at the time.
That's true.
Have you heard I sent that. That's the why cocoon? I sent that thing
yeah.
last night because I was watching
Were The you Thing watching
at
cocoon?
The time. I was watching oh. The Thing at the time, so I was going down the rabbit hole looking up actors and stuff, see how old they are. Because, I mean,
yeah.
dude was like 51 or something when Cocoon came out.
Yeah. And Tom Cruise is in his 50s.
Yeah, yeah, and like there's this age mark basically.
Yeah.
The Wilford Brimley that, yeah. cocoon thing, yeah.
So Wilford Brimley in one of my favorite scenes in The Thing is when he's projecting the virus, like the aliens, how it will spread if they don't kill it. And it's like you're watching it and you're like, Wilford, how would it fucking leave Antarctica, dude? Like it's just never go to that continent again. It'll never leave. How would it fucking leave?
Yeah.
He's like, well, I've got diabetes. You're fucking just talking about how it's going to, on the computer,
I'll shoot an
arrow. How it's going to spread. And you're like, no, it's not. All of you die.
Yeah.
If all of you die, that thing is never leaving that continent.
Nope. And people will go down there, it'll eat them, and then it'll
That's
be,
fine.
It'll be it.
Because they'll never leave that continent. That's fine. I love that movie, though. I do love that movie, though.
It's a great movie. I started, I didn't get all the way through it, but I did start a rewatch on Scent of a Woman last night, too.
Nice. Mm. Good movie.
It's a good movie.
I like that one.
It's one that I didn't really pay that close attention to when I was younger. And so it was like, when you were like, you came in that episode and you're like, it's obviously really Scent of a Woman. Well, I was a teenager.
But I still don't think a lot of people paid attention to it, which is kind of why it was so shocking that he won the award for it. But it wasn't obvious. It wasn't supposed to be for that movie.
It was like his mulligan. He should have won it the year before or something. And
right.
And
well, I mean,
was
that happens
fine.
A lot.
It does. Well, like
wasn't Scarface a really out of the park?
Yeah.
Was role one form that, too? That won it, and the guy that won it was either best director or best. It was best picture, and. Something it was the guy's previous yeah. movie probably should have won
well,
it.
Well, and DiCaprio won the award for
Revenant,
and that's not he should have won the movie.
The Oscar should have went to The Bear.
He should have won the Oscar for the previous three movies. I mean, The Revenant's good, but it's not.
Fucking, it's not The Departed.
No, it's not The Departed. It's not. It's Is not. It's not Wolf
Catch
of Wall
Me
Street.
If You Can. Or well, Wolf of Wall Street came after, didn't it?
No.
No.
No, that was before really? Revenant.
I still can't get into Wolf of Wall Street.
Did you ever see Ravenous?
Too busy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The music makes
What's
that
about
movie.
The Donner Party?
Kind of.
Well, it's supposed to be based on that, isn't it?
Sort of. I mean, there's cannibalism on the trek west, really. But they weren't trekking west. Like, it was just that fort was snowed in and couldn't get anything.
I always just thought it was based on the Donner Party.
No,
but, it's... Neil McDonough... And the music is what really does it in that movie.
Robert Carlyle.
Yeah. Because you're not...
Jeffrey Arquette. Jones.
You think it's... David Arquette.
David Arquette.
And you think, like, okay, it's this... It's just going to be this kind of horror cannibal movie.
Guy Pearce.
But the music sounds like some kind of deranged carnival.
Yeah.
And so it's just... Everything that's supposed to be somewhat serious is just silly. And it works.
Yeah.
It's such a fun movie.
Also, that movie makes soup look really delicious. Like, honestly, all the scenes where they're eating the soup, I'm like, God damn, I want some stew now.
I have that movie on DVD. And I don't know if I could find it streaming for free anywhere, but I'd be willing to break out my DVD player.
I'm sure I've got a digital
I remember watching the preview for that movie, and it has that scream in it. Not the Wilhelm scream, but the other one that's like that... Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, and then David Arquette, he was licking me. And I remember, I almost remember the preview for the movie more than I remember the movie, because it was on several of the VHSs that we owned at the time. That preview was on there, and I remember watching it as a previews as a kid.
That was a Dimension movie too. That they sold that shit hard.
They did.
Dimension was like Blumhouse for the day.
Yeah, yeah.
Really, I mean,
pull it up. Preview.
Yeah, fantastic.
Ravenous. It, I mean, but so when I finally, so I saw those previews as a, more as a kid. When I finally watched the movie, though, I was like, man, that's a fucking, that was a good movie.
Yeah. It's just one of those ones. Good. Like, it's fun.
They sold it hard. They did, though. I mean, it's going to have that scream in it. I don't know the name of that scream. There's the Wilhelm scream, right? Right from Star Wars.
Yeah. Ah! The first accepted recording of it was in a Western.
Yeah.
But it wasn't recorded for that movie.
Right.
And it didn't happen at that movie. It was in a bunch of saved
scream,
sound effects.
This scream has a, it's used in a million things, though. That
I'm sending you to California, Fort Spencer.
Fort Spencer.
Four missing soldiers, Captain, and their bodies. We need a supportable explanation.
He doesn't look any younger.
Guy Pearce. Guy Pearce has looked like Guy Pearce forever.
Is about to discover.
No one just
even in that
Fort Spencer. We come for
whatever show he's in.
He's very gaunt.
Well, something he never
imagined.
Australian show.
We have a great sense of camaraderie here.
Jeffrey Jones.
It's this Indian scout.
Kid Diddler wannabe.
Winged Eagle.
It's an old Indian myth.
He just wanted the North. Just wanted pictures.
Jeffrey Jones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why he wasn't in the Deadwood.
He was in the Deadwood movie.
Oh, did he show up in there?
One man must choose.
I was surprised.
Between having dinner and being
Neil McDonough's eyes are so beautiful.
Yeah.
That's so annoying.
That was Jeremy.
What's his name?
Guy Pearce.
Ives!
I'm gonna kill him.
Robert Carlyle.
He was tough, but then a good soldier.
Upham from
Jeffrey Jones.
He, I bring you into the fold.
What's wrong? David Arquette.
There's no guilt. I gotta eat. It's tough making friends.
Eat to live. Don't live to eat.
Got it. They don't make shit like this now.
That was really sneaky.
He was licking me!
Ravenous.
What's that fucking actor's name?
He plays Upham in Saving Private Ryan.
Okay. Jeremy Davies? Jeremy Davies, yeah. Jeremy Davies is...
Jeffrey Jones got in trouble for some shit?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. He was a child porn guy.
Really? Yeah, he liked the pictures, I guess.
Oh, that's
but
sucks.
He pled out for it. And...
Oh, that breaks my heart.
Then he was like filming a movie somewhere.
Then he's
and,
a
like,
piece of shit.
Got a bunch of people like protesting.
Mm.
Was he like...
No. No, I mean, I think he probably, and I'm not defending him, but I think he probably
beautiful.
Felt like a piece of shit for it.
Yeah, I bet he probably did.
He's that a good sucks. Actor. I know. I mean, he's in a fucking billion movies. Beetlejuice.
Mom and Dad Save the World.
Yeah. God, that's a great movie. John Lovitz.
He's so perfectly terrible.
Goatee or chops? Chops, me lord.
Chops, me lord. That's
a great movie.
The car driving through space is one of the best scenes in cinema ever. She's like, oh, honey, let me get a picture of you with Saturn in the background. Like, yes!
Chops, me lord. Yeah. John Lovitz is kind of a turd, too. Not child porn. Turd, but
because I am. That's my John Lovitz impression.
But no, mine is Shay's my bitch. That's from High School High. Who's this? Shay's my bitch. Significant other.
John Lovitz is like, I don't know. He's just one of those guys that He's one of the feels like he's bigger than he is.
Well, he's one of those cast members from SNL that everybody hated.
Yeah.
Like, everybody fucking hated him.
Just obnoxious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thought he was a big shot, and he kind of was for a while. Acting!
Right, right. Well, yeah, I mean,
the critic.
He even had a thing, like, he had a thing where he worked with Kevin Smith on that John Lovitz, like, they did the Hollywood Babylon there for a while.
Oh.
And that fell through, that they had a falling out with Lovitz over that whole thing. Money,
really?
Money Kevin related,
Smith,
I think.
Kevin Smith has a falling out with a lot of people.
Yeah, Kevin Smith does not.
I know, for being such a cool dude, he...
I don't know, I hear that a lot. You know, oh, he didn't get along with Kevin Smith. Oh, he didn't get along with Kevin Smith. Kevin Smith can get along with Jason Mewes, but he can't get along with Bruce Willis or John Lovitz or any
Ben
number.
Affleck even.
Ben Affleck, any number of other stars.
Did they have
stars.
A falling out?
Yeah, for like 10 years. But from what I understand, a lot of it had to do with Jennifer Garner and her not liking Kevin Smith.
That's understandable.
I think he's one
of those abrasive people. I didn't see it.
I liked it. It's not...
Is Affleck in it?
Affleck's in it.
Is Matt Damon in it?
Matt Damon's in it. Jason Lee is in it.
Team America.
Is it good?
It's good. It is what you expect it to be. It's a basically...
It should be on Crackle.
There's a lot of stuff that should just be on Crackle. There's
probably
a lot of stuff on Crackle that should
probably
be on Crackle.
But I bought it.
Yeah,
I went and saw it live and watched them live. It was fun to watch.
I
want to
watch it.
It's enjoyable.
I'm going to watch it.
Eventually, it'll be on something.
Yeah.
Is there, what's the name of the restaurant they go to? What's the fast food place they go to?
Moobies.
Is Moobies in it?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
That started in Dogma, right?
Yeah.
That was the first one with Moobies?
Yes.
Dogma introduced Moobies, and then they carried
that
it through.
That movie cow.
Dogma is such a good movie.
Dogma is actually that's my favorite Jason Smith movie, or
Kevin Smith movie.
Chasing Amy's mine.
Yeah.
But I
Chasing
Dogma,
Amy's my favorite.
Because Salma Hayek's
budget conscious movie, because he didn't have a big budget for Chasing Amy, like he did for Dogma.
Yeah. And I think it's some of Ben Affleck's best work, too.
Yeah,
like he's really good in that.
Yeah.
And I think Matt Damon is better in Dogma than Ben Affleck is. But
Ben Affleck's still really good in it.
And he snaps at the end and he gets awesome. and then the other one. Matt Damon when he's just getting drunk.
Yeah,
and he's like, he's been up there for hours, and he just keeps dropping bodies. Like, that shit is hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great movie. Chris Rock.
Yeah,
George Carlin.
Yeah, Carlin is Cardinal Glick.
And you know, Kevin Smith worked with him a lot.
He did.
They got along really well.
The Buddy Christ.
Well, he's in
Jersey Girl.
Jersey Girl, and he's in
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Also.
Yeah, that's actually my. Yeah,
that's one of the best Carlin cameos. Yeah. Ever.
Rule of the Road.
Rule the road.
There are no more lines. So, well, there's a line right here, and on this side of it, we're not gay.
my favorite from Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back is actually Will Ferrell in the movie.
He's fantastic.
He's so funny in the movie. I'm not going to stand by while this butt-fucking Brady Bunch fire a warning shot into his bulbous ass.
Will Ferrell, at that point,
Kevin Smith movies.
No, that's the only one. That was like he was just kind of like starting because he'd come off of Roxbury.
Yeah.
Night at the Roxbury and just starting to kind
of
get.
That was not good.
I like that movie.
Just starting to get.
I enjoy
his dick
it, but
wet.
It's not a good movie.
His movie Dick.
It's just cool because Will Ferrell is not, he's not like a Kevin Smith guy.
No.
Like he was the one that like Kevin Smith had to go out of his way to basically have in the movie. Because he's not one of the guys.
He's not one of his boys. Yeah.
So when you watch Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, he's almost out of place in it.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh yeah, Will Ferrell's in this movie.
Chris Hemsworth plays a hologram in the new one, and it's great.
That's pretty cool.
It's good.
He was the best part of the new Ghostbusters. Yeah, that movie was trash, but he was great.
He was good in it.
He played their stupid part.
He is the best part of the new Ghostbusters.
And he was just so dumb.
And it just goes silent.
Oh, for
waiting
sure.
for Chris to like punch me across.
I really don't like. Sure. What's that woman's name? The
Melissa
fat one.
McBride.
Melissa McCarthy.
McCarthy.
I don't like her. I just
when they said they were doing that movie, I was like, is she playing Slimer? That's so mean.
I just don't. I don't care for any of her work.
Yeah, you know, actually, I agreed with that wholeheartedly, but actually she has done some stuff recently that I like, and it's actually more from her interviews and stuff. Like, she seems like a genuinely like fucking cool person.
Yeah.
She did that Happy Time Murders movie though.
No.
I actually thought it was hilarious.
Was it good?
It's no. It's so bad.
But it's, you watch it like you'd watch.
Yeah. Like, I liked it.
Yeah.
Like, I thought, my wife and I watching it, we laughed a lot in the movie. Is it a good movie? Fuck no. It's so bad.
Like, Team America? It's not a great movie, but it's fun to watch.
See, but Team America is smarter than Happy Time Murder.
Is it? So. Okay.
Yeah, because Team America is still... Team America is a
That one didn't pull any punches.
No, and it's a satire. And Team America World Police is a satire of, like, disaster movies. So it's perfect as far as, like, it's a blueprint for... They took a blueprint for disaster movies, and then they're like, let's do it with puppets.
Yeah.
Like,
and have them shit on each other.
So it's super... Yeah. So Team America is actually a really smart movie, whereas Happy Time Murders is not.
Mm.
But... Happy Time Murders is fucking hilarious.
I hated it.
See, I think it's hilarious. I it's not good. I thought it was super funny though.
I hated it.
There were some gags I saw that I was like, okay.
The silly string cum shot.
I can laugh at
scene.
That.
Was
I thought it was hilarious.
So it was.
I thought the movie's funny. I don't know.
It was almost. It got to the point of gratuity for me. I was like, come on. Like, it'd been funny.
I think that's why I liked it.
Right. I think that's why they did it, though. That's why they wanted you to like it.
Yeah.
For that reason.
They would have done more of the movie if they really wanted us to like it that much. They didn't. I don't think they wanted people to like it that much, because it's not a good movie. I thought it was funny. And that's one of the movies that has made me grow. Melissa McCarthy has grown on me a little bit over the last couple of years. She has done some movies where I'm like, you know what? She's not as bad as I thought.
You know what movie I saw her in that I liked? The one with that she's in with Elizabeth Moss and Tiffany Haddish.
Oh yeah,
The Heat. Is it called The Heat or no?
No, that's a bad movie.
No.
That's
okay.
Her and Bullock.
Sandra
and she's
Bullock.
Terrible.
Oh, that's yeah.
I hated her still at that time.
I'm not a big Sandra Bullock fan either.
No, I've thank you. Fucking thank you.
Outside of Demolition Man, I don't think I've really enjoyed anything she's done.
Speed.
That's Keanu Reeves, though.
Yeah, but she's still in it.
And Dennis Hopper.
I'll give her credit. She's still in it.
She's driving a bus.
Yeah, she's still in
Keanu
it.
Keanu Reeves is jumping between buses and cars.
Oh, but by the way, also has helped her grow on me, Melissa McCarthy, is she is one of the better SNL...
The kitchen.
One of the better SNL hosts that has been on there in a while.
Mm.
Like, she's sincerely funny. That stuff where she had where she was Spicer. Yeah. That's so good. And...
It's funny to see your turn, because one of the last times we spoke was a couple of years ago. I remember this because we were in the swimming pool and we were visiting about it with you and Bree.
Yep, hated her. She's done a few things lately where I'm... Oh, okay, so the other thing too is I've seen interviews. I was just telling Chris, I've seen interviews and stuff with her where I'm like, it seems too mean for me to keep hating on her, because she does seem like a genuinely like... pretty good person. And
down
she's
to earth,
like,
yeah. She's Jenny McCarthy's cousin.
Those sorts of things have shifted me on people.
Yeah.
Like, some people that I didn't like, I've seen them talk about just being in interviews.
Yeah.
And not like press junket movie interviews.
Same thing. I can't think of the people right now. But
you see them in whatever.
Normal circumstances. Or
like actors, inside the actor's studio kind of thing or whatever. And you're like, okay, this is not a bad person.
Yeah.
Like, maybe they've gotten pigeonholed into a certain sort of thing, and so you think they're that sort of person, and they're not. And Melissa McCarthy, maybe that might be her thing. Like, she has a very, I'm trying to be the female Chris Farley.
Yeah, which I feel like movies, she was trying to be that for a bit there.
And she just grew out of it?
I think maybe the roles have started coming to where it's helping her a little bit. I've actually heard even in Ghostbusters, she's not even that bad in that.
She's not that bad in Ghostbusters. No,
but she's it's still, not a good movie, it's though. One of those roles. No. Like, yeah. It's basically the girl she was in
but Bridesmaids. It's kind of like the Will Ferrell thing. A lot of the Will Ferrell movies that I see, I don't care for.
Yeah.
But...
I thought Step Brothers was a masterpiece. Oh,
Step Brothers is
Richard Jenkins and
wonderful.
And Doc Brown's woman. What's
Ted Danson's wife?
Right.
Yeah.
Look at that. We can only relate her by the men that she's with. Mary Steenburgen.
Yeah. She's good. She's good in that show that she's on? The Last Man on Earth.
Screaming rape.
He looked like he had a look in his eyes.
Look in his eyes. And he said he was going to fuck me.
I'm going to put a contender in there, though. I think Talladega Nights is probably in my top 10.
That's a fantastic movie.
I think Talladega Nights is fucking brilliant. And I'm
paralyzed. I'm paralyzed.
Don't you wish that on me, Ricky Bobby. I fucking love that movie.
Michael Clark Duncan, speaking of people who have gone too early. Yeah.
And then I loved Anchorman. So, I mean, I don't know. I could go opposite on the Will Ferrell thing. Also, his serious movies are good. Stranger Than Fiction's good.
Well, no, we went and saw Downhill the other day with he and Julia Louis-Dreyfus. I liked it a lot.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
She's
I wasn't even
thinking
about that. She's so talented.
Well, she's beautiful, too. I think she gets better looking every year she's alive. It's fucking insane. She's seriously better looking right now than she ever was on Seinfeld.
Because of the hair.
She was so
cute. That was a bad
when
time
she was on
for
Saturday
girl
Night
hair.
Live, though.
Huh?
She was so cute when she was on Saturday Night Live, early 80s.
Yeah, that was early 80s hair, though.
Oh, man.
Once she got into late 80s, early 90s hair.
Yeah, that's bad hair.
There was nobody looking good then.
Late Seinfeld, though, they fixed it.
Because it was getting to be more modern.
Yeah.
Or getting out of the 80s.
It was still bigger. Yeah. But it was not that big.
Puffy
bunch.
Hair.
Yeah.
But Veep.
Puffy perm.
She's great from start to finish.
Dude, Veep is so good. That show is so funny.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it all the way through, but I like
Jonah.
What I've seen.
I love Jonah. What did he do when he's running along with him? He's like, my...
Peter McNichol.
My dick's rubbing against the zipper.
That was a hidden gem. I've never seen him that way before.
Who
and
is he?
He was Janosch Poha from Ghostbusters 2.
But
he played Jonah's uncle.
Yep.
He's and he's hilarious. Like, shut up, you fucking retard. Like, just nothing that came out of his mouth. And then he would get on the phone and he would just be so perfect. Like, okay, you're
diplomatic
great.
Diplomatic elephant.
And then he was like, shut your fuck hole.
Is he also the guy? Is he also the guy that was in Bean?
Possibly. He was in 24.
Well, are you the main actor? That's Rowan Atkinson.
No. The guy that plays the other one with...
I think so, yeah.
So he also does a character voice on the show Harvey Berman, Attorney at Law.
Oh, yeah?
He's like something X, but he's fucking hilarious, though. Like,
that whole show
was
just
Bean.
Odd. Yeah, he's a good... Also, who is the guy that plays... So I'm not as good at names, so... On Veep, from
Matt Walsh.
No, I know who Matt Walsh is. It's the guy from Transformers who's like Sam Witwicky's dad.
Oh yeah,
like the chubby guy who
he was also in Ghostbusters too.
He was.
Yeah, I know who you're thinking of. I'm thinking of what's that movie that I
on Veep? Yeah.
God damn it!
I have a strong psychic feeling. That the world will end on New Year's Eve.
That's good.
Oh, God, what is his name? Is it Robert something?
I don't know. What's that movie with Kevin Bacon?
That narrows it down.
Yeah, what's that movie with
Hollow
that guy
Man.
That you can attach to anybody?
Look up Transformers. He's Sam Witwicky's dad.
He's like a character actor of note, like...
Also, obviously, the girl from My Girl's on it.
Oh, Anna Chlumsky.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Had a crush on her when I was a kid.
I didn't.
Who didn't?
Well, he didn't.
Chris didn't.
Chris didn't.
No. Nope.
Why not?
She's unconventional. Like, she's not. But she's one of those crushes that you're like, she's attainable.
She looked way better.
Shut the fuck up, Jonah.
She looked way better as an adult.
She does, yeah. I don't disagree.
Child me didn't, and like, I think she's...
What does Jonah always say?
Like, I think she's like 2 months older than
I am. I'm here from the Oval Office. What does he say? He's always like, I'm here, a message from the White House or whatever.
Yeah, I'm here from the Oval.
Yeah, I'm here from... Shut the fuck up, Jonah.
Shut the fuck up.
I also loved, who's the, on Veep, the black guy that Jonah hires as an assistant?
Oh, he's fantastic.
He's so funny in it.
I use that word too much.
But then he ends up being Jonah's boss.
I almost thought he was going to end up being the president.
That would have been a cool ending, wouldn't it? Because he ends up being like super, like a genius, even though he does some pretty stupid shit on the show, which is funny.
But. He double majored in like the two most important things that he could for. Or no, he was a veterinarian and he was a lawyer.
Yeah.
Which is even better.
But he was just an assistant of Jonah. Matt Walsh is great in the show, though. Like, Matt Walsh is one of the unsung heroes of the show, I think. He has a fake dog.
Oh, who else is in it? Oh, Gary Cole. Gary Cole was great.
Oh, yeah, Gary Cole. Also,
Kevin Dunn is who you're looking for.
Fucking A. God damn.
Also, Gary Cole is also, he's the voice of Harvey Birdman.
Oh, and Hugh Laurie. Hugh Laurie was funny, too.
I've been watching a different show with Hugh Laurie on HBO. It's the...
It's good.
It's hilarious.
What's the guy that played on The Office?
The one that plays Gabe. Yeah.
He's great in it.
He's hilarious.
He's awesome.
I mean, so is Josh... Was it Josh Ladd or Josh...
The one that plays Michael's boss?
No, the one that on the...
Oh, Josh Gad.
Josh Gad. Yeah. He's really funny in it, too. Like...
Yeah.
He's probably one of the funnier parts of the show because he's so fucking stupid.
Gary Cole was really good in Pineapple Express.
Yep.
When he played a bad guy, off his normal.
You know, he's the voice of Harvey Birdman,
right?
Attorney at Law.
That's such a good show.
Gary Cole's one of those guys that can go like do a Hallmark movie.
Well, you know,
and
that,
then play like the dirtiest of dirty guys.
On Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law, that cartoon.
Right, you are cotton.
Stephen Colbert originally tried out to be Harvey Birdman, which he ends up being the boss on the show.
Really?
But Gary Cole got the spot for whatever reason, but he's great in it.
Better voice.
I mean, it wouldn't have mattered. It's a cartoon.
Right.
But it's still, I mean, I love that cartoon, though.
I like a lot of cartoons, though.
Do you remember Duckman?
Mm-hmm.
With Jason Alexander?
Jason Alexander, yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah, I don't think it holds up to today's standards, but it was really good then. I remember it being...
That was
a USA Network.
Was it?
Yeah. Oh,
that's right. I thought Comedy Central, back when they had a lot of cartoons.
No, so USA...
I think it was on after wrestling, wasn't it?
Oh, okay. Well, do you guys remember when Comedy Central...
Immediately following Monday Night Raw.
Do you remember when Comedy Central was trying their hand at kind of being like what Adult Swim is now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Comedy Central had like... They did South Park, obviously, but then they brought in like... they did that fucking... Like the reality TV show with all the different characters drawn together.
Oh, that was funny. I watched all of those in Baghdad.
They had Dr. Katz, though, Bob and Margaret. Like, they had a lot of cartoons on there at one point. Like, this is, like, late 90s.
Do you remember previous to that, when MTV was doing it?
Yeah.
And they had Oddities? Do you remember Oddities?
Yeah.
Where the guy had the alien living in his head?
Yeah.
What a good show that was.
The Critic was on Comedy Central for a while. I mean, it was a Fox show originally, but it went to Comedy Central for a while. Like, Comedy Central had a ton of cartoons on at one time, and it was, like, they were doing, like, an Adult Swim type thing. Like, Adult Swim wasn't a thing. So they were doing, like, they had, like, this whole cartoon lineup of, like, adult cartoons. It was like, dude, this is fucking rad. And then they just kept getting canceled, basically.
Yeah.
Now they're all on Netflix.
Yeah.
The only one I really like out of those is F is for Family.
I don't like that show at all.
I think...
I don't think he's funny.
No, the other guy. His
Justin
neighbor.
Justin Long? Oh.
Oh. Jesus, why can't I remember his name?
I don't think that comedian's all that funny.
Bill Burr?
Who, Bill Burr?
Not a fan.
Oh, no.
I liked his...
The last Netflix special almost seemed... It was like super duper forced.
Oh, shit.
I know.
He's been more apologetic since he had a daughter. It's changed him.
But he'd make the... Like, it was set up in a way where he'd make these statements and then he'd kind of like do this nervous laughter to compensate for what he just said. And it was almost like, I'm laughing to let you know it's okay for you, the audience, to laugh.
Which is funny because his fans are the most toxic pieces of shit that have ever existed. Like,
right, they should they're going to embrace him.
They're
going to
love what he's doing because his fans are the fucking worst.
Are they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. His fans are the... I mean, honestly, a lot of the reasons why I don't like him are the people that like him. A lot of the reasons why I don't like Joe Rogan are the people that like him.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize they were so terrible. I guess I've never interacted with any Burr fans.
Well, a lot of people that I know are Bill Burr fans. They're like big fucking alt-right MAGA fucking...
Really?
And Burr isn't necessarily... No, neither is Rogan.
No.
But the fan base is that.
Yeah.
And that's what's hard to stomach. Because
when he was starting out, most of his stuff was like, God, look at the way these women are all the time. Sure. They're getting away with shit. And that draws those particular...
It's an even keel perspective, like almost like an even keel perspective, but it's drawing in the outside people.
It didn't used to be an even keel perspective.
No.
He got married and then now he has a daughter and he's gone away. He still will call out things about, you know, how women get shorter prison sentences and various different things that really are... unfair.
A lot of his fans are like incel, like
that's the word I was looking for. Is
they're like incel, like they hate women. They hate so Bill Burr. Like he makes a joke about women.
Right.
A lot of people watch his jokes and they go like, he's a comedian. He's making jokes.
Right.
He's trying to make me laugh. Some people watch his jokes and they go like, man, that's right. Women fucking suck.
That's
fucking
how I was
cunts.
With Carlin. Like, there's a lot of the things that ended up being core personality traits for me are because I watched too much George Carlin as a 10-year-old.
Sure.
Why do I think it's funny that there's a plague spreading across the world? Because George Carlin made jokes about shit like that.
Yeah, but I'm okay with that. No, it is literally though, like a lot of, I don't like a lot of extreme right or left stuff. So there is a lot of people that like, so it's nothing against Joe Rogan or Bill Burr.
Because Burr's left leaning. He's fairly centrist, but he's left leaning.
Yeah. And Rogan's left middle, I'd say. He's middle left.
He's got some really hardcore like dude. I mean, between the HGH and his only eating fucking meat that he's killed himself.
But he's definitely left. He's got on some like caveman smoking shit. Weed and like.
Yeah. He's kind of all over the map. I wouldn't call him centrist, but there's no real other place to put him.
But there's a lot of.
Right. My biggest problem with Joe Rogan is he can't make up his mind on where he wants to be. It's like he kind of shifts his point of view based on whoever he happens to be necessarily interacting with, which is kind of the evolution of people anyway, because you kind of, if you're that type of personality, you kind of evolve with
time.
He
does get a lot of shit fans though.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, yeah.
It's people listen, they'll listen to one thing and then they go like, that's what this person's about.
Right. And it ends up not being that.
No.
Like, no, he makes jokes about that. He's a comedian.
Yeah.
And I don't think I was at a point when I was listening to George Carlin. That
you don't know when you're 10.
It was probably the best time for me to be investing in that so much.
Sure.
Because he was in his crotchety old man phase by then.
Were you listening in your 20s?
All the way.
He's
the first comedian I can remember seeing.
More gets imprinted on you in your 20s than any other time in your life. You have an imprint when you're younger.
Yeah.
But not so much. Right. But when you're in your 20s, like something.
Which would make sense why a lot of Joe Rogan's fans and a lot of Bill Burr's fans are such fucking pieces of shit because.
They're getting to be in their late 20s.
They were like 19, 20 years old. And then, yeah. I was fortunate and not to, you know, not to say it's better than anything, but I was fortunate enough to, like, my favorite comedian still, I'll say it every day, is Brian Regan. And his jokes aren't a lot of, there's nothing in there that's like, it's nothing in there that's, it's all vanilla. It's just vanilla, very vanilla stuff. So, like, I didn't glean on to a bunch of, like, hardcore ideologies, except for maybe against Fig Newtons and, like, serving sizes. You know, like, silly comedy is what I liked.
Right.
So Jim Gaffigan.
Yeah, you're the Hot Pocket guy.
Yeah, so like, yeah.
That's where you draw the fucking line.
Yeah, I mean, I would say the most hardcore, I loved Louis C.K., obviously. So, I mean, like, there's some stuff that, and I like Joe Rogan's comedy, and I like some of Bill Burr's stuff is funny to me. It's just, I also, like, I'm also a Reddit user. And so I see a lot of stuff where I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah.
Thanks for fucking ruining this for
me. I really try and laser in my Reddit use because there's some horrible fucking people there.
Oh, yeah.
I won't go into the Donald. I won't go into any of those communities that are heavy politics.
Fuck, and I'll stay away from. I used to have libertarianism on there, and now I fucking.
It's not worth it.
Yeah.
It's not worth it at all to interact with those people because they never talk to anyone else. They're just extreme. Sit there and type.
Everybody that has those, it's an extreme version of whatever it is that happens to be.
So Bill Burr has jokes about women. So by the way, so did millions of other comedians. Like
lots of them.
Like that was a big, especially in the 90s. Fuck, that was like a women be shopping type of like generation, right? So like, but Bill Burr, like, so he says something against women and all these like fucking like weird virgins are like, yeah, dude, women are fucking toxic. And you're like, Jesus, dude.
It's not that they're women.
That's not what he's saying.
I can touch my dick with my tongue.
Like, I'm not going to argue with you that this woman is horrible, but it has nothing to do with her being a woman and it has everything to do with her being a human being.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't
George Carlin.
I don't hate you because you're gay or black or a woman. I hate you because you're a person.
Yeah, I know. I told Bree when we first got together.
I identify with that.
Yeah, I told Bree when we first got together, I'm like, look, I think all humans are pieces of shit. And she's like, well, yeah, but what about your friends and like your family? And I'm like, well, no, they're pieces of shit too.
They're all pieces of shit too.
Just like them.
They're my pieces of shit. Yeah.
We all love our own brand.
Yeah, it just so happens I like those pieces of shit. I'm not interested in meeting a whole lot of new pieces of shit.
Right.
I have my own.
I have enough. I deal with
them. I've had my fill of shit. I don't need more of them. No. My old job wanted me to move to take over a new store. It was like a long time ago. They wanted me to move when I got my degree. They're like, move to a new town in Oregon and take over this store over there. And I was like, I don't know anybody there. And they're like, well, you'll make more friends. And I'm like, I don't need new friends.
No,
and
so I don't know if you've paid attention, but I don't need more friends.
So I got a new job where I had to make more friends. And I hated that, but at least they were here.
At least it was here. And this may be a shithole, but it's our shithole.